say we get to number five and perhaps you're looking at an offensive lineman, I mean, you got to go in there and say, wait a minute, come on.
No, you know what? Yeah, I agree. You know, we have some needs and we've talked about that defensively, but I really challenged Dave to, you know, really all the preparation we put into it. And let's stay true to our philosophy from the beginning to do what's best for the organization and keep that in mind. And so, you know, we don't want to waver from that. So I think you look at if you have two guys that are equally rated, and there's offense and defense, well, that's one thing. You know, then let's take care of the one side of the ball. But if there's someone that's rated higher than another player, let's not just sacrifice that to take care of need.
Does missing Aaron Colvin for four games factor into any of this?
No, you know what? I think like Dave talked about, we have, you know, we're going to look at some D linemen, some linebackers, and some DBs and see the guys that can help. But I like the way our roster's set up. I think the draft will help that. But, we're not going to make a drastic decision based off that.
What changes are you guys going to make with minicamp given what happened with Dante last year?
Well, I think, I think it's just an overall, like Dave mentioned earlier, that, you know, he's always kind of had the philosophy of, let's see where these guys are at, more of an orientation. And as coaches, we're very competitive. Players are competitive, and you want to bring in numbers and put them in competitive situations. And your feeling is, well, if we can maybe get one or two guys that we brought in as tryout guys and it helps the rosters, let's always look to do that. But I think it was just the opportunity to look at and not battle it when we're working guys out and we see their fitness level to know that, you know what, the smart thing is to make an adjustment based on how we go about it. So it'll be more of an orientation. We'll still work the players on the field, but it'll be more position specific.
So no 7-on-7, no 11-on-11?
Yeah, not right now as we put it together. There's always things that can change based on the numbers that we have, but right now it's more position specific.
Had guys around for a couple of days. What's been the feel?
It's exciting. I know for me it's like 7 hours, our players and the energy they're bringing in, and we've had a great couple of days now. It's been awesome just seeing the excitement level and we've done some things. We're trying to get this team to be a close-knit team, and sometimes as a coach you want it to happen in 1 or 2 days. But I've been really impressed with how these guys have come back in shape and how they've worked and just their focus level and the excitement they're bringing in. So, I told them, I said, the magic's in the work, and that's what we need to do now is, you know, get to work and get going on some of these things that we need to take care of, but not to, you know, appreciate the enthusiasm and excitement that everybody's back together brings.
Football guys always say you can never have enough pass rushers.
Yeah.
That's an old cliche. Heard that many, many times. Do you have enough pass rushers right now on this roster?
No, you know what? I always envision it like you almost have two sets of D-line. You have a group A and another group of A, and you just roll defensive linemen in there, and you just keep guys fresh, and you got enough rushers and interior rushers, and you know, you kind of have a vision of how that's how it's going to be. So with that, I mean, that takes quite a few players to do that. And so you're right. There is some truth to that. I think most teams would like that advantage. So that's why you keep looking at the defensive line. It's built up front first, offensive line, defensive line, and then you go accordingly.
Just to piggyback on that, what is that number, though, that's comfortable? I mean, when you make investments, whether it's draft picks or big dollars, those guys expect to play. I mean, so can you have eight guys that expect to play?
I think they expect to play their best, you know, and that's what they want. And you're right. You have to deal with that, with the playing time. And everybody wants to be on the field at all the time. And that ego part gets involved. So that's our job as a coach, is to really take a look at what's best for the team and how do we rotate guys to keep them fresh, because ultimately, you know, those guys, we want them to affect the quarterback and however we have to set it up to do it. And that's my job as a coach to give that message and send that message to the team.
When you guys look at your board right now, is it the difference between 1 and 2 on your board or 1 and 5 on your board similar just about every year, that gap, or is it
right? I think specifically like that, it's a good question for Dave, but there's some guys that we like. And, my nature for me, when I look at every person, I see them and how they would fit into our scheme. And so all those guys I look at and say, well, we could use that need, we could use that need, and we have a place for him. And so as I go across the board, you know, we're in a good place.
When you have to deal with a medical situation, what kinds of questions do you need answered? when you start
me
talking
personally,
to the
doctor? Yeah. It's more Dave. You know, he'll talk to the doctor, and okay. I'll say, Dave, I'll just tell you this. I like the player. I like what he does. I like his skill set. The coaches like him. I don't know that stuff. You take care of that. If there's something I need involved in, let me know. But he has more of those conversations and makes that decision.
Did you go knocking down the door and say there's a free agent available we didn't expect to be available?
No, you know what? We've had our players in, so again, you know, those conversations. Dave just told me what he told you as far as reaching out, and you know, if it gets heated up or anything like that, he'll bring it to my attention. But you know, I am just excited. We've done some unique things the last couple of days with our team already, and I'm really pleased of how it's come together, and I think the team appreciates it. So you know, it's been just a lot of time spent with them.
Gus, at what point do you kind of transition to some of the undrafted guys who might be available? Because there's some talent out there, you know, after the 7 rounds are done.
Yeah, we've done that. I think we brought some guys in already. You know, and we're looking at those guys. I know next week we'll look at those guys again and kind of needs. And there's so many scenarios, right? Okay, let's say these are our draft picks. Now what? You know, where do we want to attack and who are guys that we are targeting? So that plan's always in place, and we're always watching tapes like that. And I spend a lot of time in the defensive side of the room already, and we'll put up two or three guys that we project as free agents and watch them, and then we'll get back to our scheme and how we want to go do things. So we bring up quite a few of those scenarios right now with our guys.
Those guys in particular, is there something about their character that you can identify so, hey, this might work well? Someone like an Allen Hurns?
Yeah, it is. It's tough. I think, you know, for me, a lot of times as a head coach, you might get 5 or 10 minutes, and, you know, I'll have a half hour with them. And there's a lot of questions just to see, you know, I think a trust level, who we bringing in to the organization, what we can expect, and what we feel like is going to be a good fit for us, especially at that position. And, you know, the guys that have a spirit like Allen Hurns that coming in, and, you know, if they're afraid of competition or have some doubt about, oh, you have a lot of guys at this position, well, you know, we're probably moving on, you know, if I figure that out in a half hour. So, you know, we've had a good group and guys that we watched on film, and we rely on the scouts, too, quite a bit. We've been together long enough. They know the types of guys that we're looking for.